three jams. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Catherine Holland, KC 2026 World Cup Bid Director. How you doing, Catherine?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to talk soccer, at least in my world, and definitely talking about the World Cup that is coming up. Now, for those who don't know about what you do, tell us about what you're doing with the World Cup bid as we're trying to get World Cup coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, so we have been working on this bid since 2017, so it has been a very, very long process, and we had to go through sort of several rounds where they had a list of cities that they were targeting to be host cities, and then they would, you know, sort of scale that back and scale that back and scale that back. And now we are at the end of the line, and we are one of 22 bidding cities who hope to get one of 16 spots to host World Cup matches in 2026. So my role has really just been organizing and wrangling everybody and getting the information and making sure that we're hitting deadlines as established by FIFA.
Yes, and for those who don't know, we're sharing this not only just here in the United States, but Canada and Mexico is going to be a part of this as well, Catherine.
Yes, it's the first time that three countries will host. So, yes, as you mentioned, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And in 2026, they're also expanding the competition field. So
yes.
Currently, it's about 32 teams that participate, and they're going to increase that to 48. So that obviously is a dramatic increase in number, allows for a lot more competition across those three countries. Obviously, a larger economic impact, generally speaking. So we're very, very excited about it. FIFA themselves describes it as this will be the largest sporting event in the history of the world.
Yes, yes. Think about the Super Bowl and do that times 10. That's what it is in the whole world, pretty much, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So what have you been hearing as far as if we're going to be getting one of those bids to have the World Cup here in Kansas City?
You know, we have heard nothing. Obviously, we did have a positive response to our bid. We've been having a lot of dialogue with them and back and forth, but FIFA has been very tight-lipped about their forthcoming decision, but we feel really, really proud and strong about the bid that we put together and submitted. We really feel we have a lot going for us as a market. You know, we're an incredibly diehard soccer community. We've got a great venue in Arrowhead where the matches would be hosted.
Yes.
We are very centrally located, so we're no more than a four-hour flight from any of the bidding cities, those including those in Canada and Mexico. So we just think we have a really compelling proposal for them to review, and we will learn the fate of our bid on next Thursday, June 16th. They will broadcast a show from 4 to 5 p.m., and we're obviously inviting a bunch of people to come down to Power and Light and watch that live on the screen in the KC Live Block from 3:30 to 5:30. So we hope we get a really good turnout just to support our bid efforts, because we'll be celebrating regardless of what happens.
Yes, I imagine that's going to be a great celebration. I remember the World Cup watch parties down there just from the previous World Cups and how packed it was down there. So people will definitely have a great time down there for that watch party upcoming Thursday.
I think so. Yes, I mean, we really benefited from the turnout for those other watch parties that you mentioned. FIFA, you know, was certainly paying attention to that, and as they kept cutting back to Kansas City on these global international broadcasts, was really exciting, and was fun to be able to remind them of that when they were in town for their site visit in October.
Would this be all ages for the event that's happening Thursday?
I mean, it is all ages, so, you know, obviously families are welcome. The restaurants in the KC Live Block, as well as the Shandy Bar in the middle of that space, will be open, and they will have food and beverage options available for purchase.
All right. So if they want more information, Catherine, on what's going on, where can they follow you?
You know, I would recommend following our KC 2026 social media channels. So, you know, if you easily search on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for KC 2026, you will find information about that. And it links to a Facebook event page that we created that has more details.
All right, Catherine, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And let's get this bid Thursday.
Let's get it. Yeah.